Today we're looking at Exodus 20, verse 16. It's a short verse, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." So basically, dear family, we are commanded here to speak the truth. Lord God is called the Lord of truth in Psalm 31. And he cannot lie, of course. So because we are to be like him, we're to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, we are commanded and now empowered, praise God, by the Spirit dwelling in us, to speak the truth. And thus meaning also to cease lying. We're to conform to him. We're to conform to his character, not to the world, which is led by the devil, the father of lies. It's full of lies. Our government is full of lies. And when standing before Pilate, Jesus said that he said he came to bear witness to the truth, and that everyone who is of the truth hears his voice. And to that, you know what Pilate said. He said, "Well, what is truth?" I don't think he was really wanting a real answer, probably. But truth, with a capital T, was standing right in front of him at that time. Jesus Christ, he is the way and the truth and the life. And here's Pilate saying, "Well, what is truth?" Right in front of him. He was blind to who Jesus was. And obviously Pilate did what was expedient, you know, for him. He placated the Jewish leaders and the people. And this is what sinful people do without the grace of God, who are not regenerated by faith in Jesus Christ. We all lie. And we speak untruth to protect ourselves, basically. It comes very naturally to us. And so, we here know that the truth is in Jesus Christ and is Jesus Christ. And it is also revealed in his word. But those who will not bow before the king, before the King of Kings, they consistently speak and live lives of untruth. Only those regenerated by God, someone who has repented of sinning and has by faith believed in the Lord Jesus, can begin to learn to speak the truth. Anyone who denies that Jesus Christ is the truth is a liar and is not of the truth. I was thinking about this more lately because I think last week I was driving and, you know, you hear a lot of ads now, political ads. And so I heard two, actually, and this has been going on for some time, but I heard two. So one was this person got on there on the radio and said, that person is really blah, 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 all these things, you know, don't vote for him. He's going to do this and this and this. And then this other person got on and kind of said the same thing, you know. And so given the election season that we're in, you think of all the things that are said that I don't know where these people are coming from, but they are not speaking the truth. They can't do what they're promising to do. In fact, one of them got on, what did he say? "I'm going to eliminate the property tax." Well, I said amen in the car, but how many people in my lifetime have said the same thing in Nebraska? Epic tax, I am praying for that. But, you know, we have presidential debates coming up. And I think, talk about a center of lying, our government is that. And I'll leave it at that. So it's kind of like, I could go on, in other words, it's kind of like the old joke, you know, how do you know if a car salesman is lying? You know, it's kind of denigrating to them, but his lips are moving, you know. It's just not very nice. But, you know, in a sense, we are all there. We have to be constantly asking the Lord to teach us to speak the truth and not to elaborate or, you know, whatever you want to call a lie sometimes. Proverbs 10:19 says, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." So in other words, if you're talking a lot and your mind is not word-centered, is not led by the Spirit, it is very easy to be speaking untruth, to say things that are harmful to you and your neighbor. Proverbs 17:28 says, "Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace." In other words, he doesn't just speak all the time. "When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive." So the ninth commandment is about speaking the truth, which precludes gossip, precludes slander, deception, malicious talk, or what is called an evil report, all of those things, and lying. We are affirming today, dear family, that we must speak the truth and that truth is in the word of the Lord Jesus. And so we should be more and more speaking the word to each other, even as we have lunch this afternoon. that we would do that. We'd speak his word to each other. Our fellowship is probably the most word-centered each day, each Lord's Day, the most word-centered for maybe most of us. We pray and we sing as we've been doing the word of truth together. We listen to the word of truth as it is read and as it will be taught. We listen and we read and we recite the word of truth together. Praise God, we can do that. And in coming to the Lord's table, we are coming before, again, the Lord of truth to affirm that he is the truth and that we are committed to the truth in our speech and in our actions and in our thoughts. We are seeking grace to turn from lying. We're coming to the table to receive grace, to keep us from lying and to hate it, in fact. And we're reminded here of the gospel of Jesus Christ as we come to the table, who bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, that we might live and speak the truth. May it be so. Let's pray. Lord, we do ask that you would sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Lord, we humble ourselves before the one who is truth as those who are not always truthful. And we seek your grace, Lord, to grow in righteousness and in the knowledge of the truth that we have in you. And Lord, we have experienced the truth and the power of the gospel of your Holy Spirit, and we are affirming now that in this communion with you, as we eat the bread, remembering your broken body on the cross, and as we drink the cup, remembering your blood shed for us, the sacrifice of your life, and we come in the name of Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.